All right, so welcome back. We're live at Build 2019. My name is Cecil Phillip, and with me I have Caesar, who's going to talk to us a little bit about ML.NET. So Caesar, why don't we start with just telling us a little bit about who you are and what exactly do you do?
Sure. My pleasure to be here in this session. So my name is Cesar De La Torre. I work as Principal Program Manager in the .NET team with almost 100% focus on ML.NET, so machine learning for .NET and .NET developers.
Cool. So I'm very much of a machine learning novice. Uh-huh. Right? I hear there's machine learning, there's AI. Like, are those the same things? Are those different things? Like, how does that kind of work?
Yeah. So let's say like AI is kind of the bigger subset, and you can have like pre-built AI, like cognitive services, or you can have custom AI. So ML.NET is custom AI, so you can build your own models with ML.NET with code. Okay, so that's kind of the difference between like AI with cognitive services. ML.NET is a framework, most of all.
Okay.
It's just like NuGet packages, so you can run ML.NET on any .NET application that you are building, either for training your model, creating your model, or when running the model for doing the predictions.
Okay. So again, so I'm a little bit of a novice, right? So you said model.
Yeah.
Like when you say model, is that kind of like my algorithm, like a thing that I train?
That's a great question. Like when we say model, it's maybe we should say ML model or machine learning model, because it's a very different thing than like a data model, which is just about data. So an ML model is kind of all the algorithms you're going to run to make predictions.
Got
so it. It's at the end of the day, you can serialize and save a model in ML.NET in a zip file, and that's kind of all the logic. It's kind of the magic ball, right? And then you load into your program that model, ML model, and then you do predictions with it.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about ML.NET, right?
Yep.
I know ML.NET, I think this week has gone 1.0.
Yep.
Right. So we've had a little bit of a track record of iterating on this product and making it a little bit better. So tell me exactly, like, why do we create ML.NET, and like,
right,
who exactly is this aimed towards?
And also related to that, like, today we are releasing ML.NET 1.0, but this is not something that we just created in the last year or last month.
Mm-hmm.
ML.NET was internally being used by Microsoft for many other product groups. Like, it's being used by the Azure team, Office, Windows, Power BI, many product groups in their products internally. And what we are doing is to make it available as a framework to .NET developers. And in the last year, we've been working on previews to make a better API so it was better usage for .NET developers. That's
okay.
What we've done. So it's even when we are releasing V1, we can say that the algorithms and everything is battle-proof on higher scale on large product groups in Microsoft. That's one thing. The other thing is, why would you want to use ML.NET? Because there's also many other frameworks and approaches for machine learning, right? So the first thing is that ML.NET is especially made for .NET developers. If you have .NET skills, you're a C# developer, and you don't need to learn a different language like Python or scikit-learn or different frameworks. It's very simple to get started with ML.NET in C# or F#. Or even Visual Basic, and create those models. So that's one reason. The other reason is, where are you going to run the models, right? This kind of engine for the models. If most of your applications are .NET, like ASP.NET in production and so forth, and you create models with a non-.NET framework, like in Python, then you're going to have an issue on how to pass that into production. If you do it with ML.NET, then it's straightforward. You just build a model, put it in your application, run 3 lines of code, and boom, you have it.
OK, so you mentioned that I could put ML.NET in my application. I could run these models.
Yeah.
So with ML.NET, is it purely for running models, or can I train models and also consume them inside of my app with that?
That's a great point, because, for instance, if you use Windows ML, that's only to run models in Windows with a very powerful way. But ML.NET is also for creating your models. So you have your custom data in databases or in files, data sets, and then you create your model with that data and from scratch, very specific to your industry or your business.
Sure.
And then you can do that in a console application. You train the model in there, and then once you have the model, the zip file, serialized, then you put it in your production application and run it for predictions.
Okay.
So, yeah. But the fundamental thing here for ML.NET is that you create your custom models with your own data.
Okay.
And train it.
So, like, ML for me has always been one of those things that sounds super cool. Like, this is amazing. This sounds like magic to me. But, like, I find it hard sometimes for me to try and figure out, well, what are some good use cases for me to bring inside of my application? Like, what can I use it for? How is it going to help my business?
Right.
Like, let's say I'm in education or I'm in finance or something like that. Like, how can ML help my application?
Because we want anyone, .NET developers that are not, you know, data scientists, they are getting started. We like to start from scenarios, business scenarios, right? Yeah. Instead of machine learning algorithms or machine learning tasks. So, for instance, in the .NET page, you can see here quite a few scenarios, right? So you can create a custom sentiment analysis, like getting tweets or customer product reviews and see what kind of the sentiment is about that. Or you can do product recommendations or price prediction for houses or for any other article. Yeah. Or you can have a model for doing sales forecasting, fraud detection in credit card operations, sure, and so forth, right? All this is not just like that. It's you could have like hundreds of scenarios.
Sure.
At the end of the day, those scenarios, you map it to machine learning tasks, which are basically these ones, like binary classification, multi-class classification, regression, clustering, ranking, those kind of tasks. But we like to start from the scenarios so you can then understand what to use, right?
So like all those things you said sound amazing, but I have no idea what those mean. So as a .NET developer that has never played with ML before, and I don't have a background in like statistics or data analysis, right? Like, what's the best way for me to get started?
Mm-hmm. So to get started, you can go to the site, see different scenarios, and then you can click on the samples. So precisely, we are highlighting these scenarios. You can see here sentiment analysis, spam detection, fraud, and those are grouped by the ML task, binary classification, mm-hmm, or classifying issues, or classifying type of flowers that would be multi-class. So you can see kind of a way to see samples and then what's going to be internally done, right? But eventually, you will need to understand what are the machine learning tasks in order to map from your business problem to a machine learning task. That's why we are providing all these samples. But again, ML.NET is a framework, so it's most of all about the API. So what developers will need to see in order to train a model, I'm showing now a sample. It's like a console application where you will train a model. So basically, you see this API. You are loading your data from a file. In this case, would be I have a bunch of customer feedback, and then I want to know about the sentiment analysis about that. So I load the data, and then I transform the data. I need to transform all the text to numeric vectors. I select the algorithm, in this case SDCA, and finally you can train it, right? Just call the method fit, and at the end, you save it into a file. So this is not a lot of code. It's just a few lines, like 20 lines. But there are a few challenging points here, which is, OK, how do I know what kind of algorithm should I use here,
sure,
right? If you are not specialized on machine learning, you're just a .NET developer, these are challenges that you will get, right? So that's why we are also creating, and by the way, just want to run it this demo. So basically, you created the model.
Yeah.
You put it in a web application. In this case, it's a web app that I'm showing here. And while I'm typing here, because it's Blazor as well in the client side, it will tell you what's the sentiment, right? So for instance, I could say, this is bad, and it's bad sentiment. I can say, this is awesome, and then it's a great sentiment, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to type here. But in order to create a model, what we are doing is we are not just providing tutorials on how to do it and explaining all the API. we are also creating automation or automatic generation of the models based on your data and even generate the code for you. So that's a great way to get started because you provide your data, not just the data that we use in the sample. And you can do it in two ways. One way, in reality, three ways. One way would be to use the CLI tool that we have. So for instance, here you can see that I just have some data in this file. In fact, I'm gonna remove this folder because it's gonna be what I'm gonna generate later. So I have just data, like comments about customers with feedback. So for instance, you can see that this is, wow, I love this place, so this is good sentiment, or this one would not go back, that's bad, so that's negative. And then you have all that data here. With this data, you train your model. You could do it with the code that I previously showed, but then it would be a little bit challenging for someone getting started. But just with the data, you can use a CLI. And if I type this line, you can see MLNet, auto-train, the task is binary classification. I don't want to know if the comment is good or bad. Then I provide my data. And here I provide the label column, which is what I want to predict, which is true or false. And finally, how much time is going to be looking for that. In this case, just 20 seconds. In 20 seconds, it's going to be trying different combinations, different models, different algorithms for you. And at the end, it's going to generate that code. Of course, in 20 seconds, it's going to be just some best model. But if you are working with a lot of data, large data sets, then this can be maybe hours. But it'll do the work for you. But you can see you have the different algorithms that were it was trying.
Yeah.
And then also the generated code. If I go now to the same folder, I see now this sample with a solution with the code that I'm not going to get into it now, but it would be pretty similar to the sample that I was showing, but auto-generated for you and targeting your own data.
So two questions I kind of have coming off of that.
Yeah.
Now, typically when you have like a fairly significant application, my data is in different formats. Mm-hmm. I might have something in a SQL database. I might have maybe a collection of files that are just in a folder somewhere, or I might have some stuff in Excel or something like that. Like, what do I have to do to prepare my application to be ML ready, or what do I have to do to actually get it prepared to be trained?
So data to be used for training, right? Yeah, that's a great question. So the most typical way is to have just files, like text files or CSV, with each column separated from the other one with commas or tabs. That's the most typical thing. But also, we support reading your data from a relational database.
Okay.
So for instance, even when most of the samples are using just data sets and files, if I go to here, to the samples, here, you can see we also have one sample where you can train your model reading data from a database, which is using entity framework in this case.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And then the second question I wanted to ask you, I saw you had a CLI.
Yeah.
Right? So where did that come from? Because that's not the .NET CLI. That's something different.
Yeah, so that CLI is called MLNet CLI. So okay. It's a special command line tool for ML.NET for generating this code and your model. Huh? And you have all the information in docs.microsoft.com. But basically, and by the way, the CLI and the tooling is in preview. ML.NET as a framework is released 1.0, but the CLI is preview.
Got it.
But since it's tooling, it's perfectly fine for production as well. But you would go here, and you can see how to install the CLI. But basically, it's as simple as running .NET tool install MLNet. So it's a global tool. You install it with that line. It's a NuGet package that will get installed in your machine. And once you have run this line, then you have it here in your machine, like MLNet, help, and it's in there. OK?
OK, awesome. So then pretty much like we're just going to ask folks to go over to the docs, make sure they check it out. And then I'm guessing it's open source on GitHub, so they can submit issues.
Yeah.
And give you feedback and let them know what you think about it.
In a very similar way than the CLI, we also, in preview, have created a Visual Studio extension, which is called Model Builder.
Okay.
So you could do the same thing with a custom scenario. It will ask you for your data from a file, like a text file. Or you can also point to a database and get the data from a table in the database, and kind of a guided step-by-step, so from the data, train, evaluate, and then generate the code directly in your Visual Studio project as well.
Awesome. So ML.NET, where is this available? Like, can I put this in my Xamarin app and my .NET desktop app? Can I put it in my web app? Like, is it .NET framework? Is it .NET core? Like, how exactly can we consume this?
So basically, ML.NET is it's a framework, NuGet packages, and you can run it on .NET core or full or .NET framework, traditional .NET framework. And then we support, as of today, 32 bits or 64 bits.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means .NET Core can run on Linux, Mac OS, or Windows. Or if you run it on .NET Framework, then would be Windows.
Okay.
In the upcoming versions, we will support also ARM as a processor. So we will support also running your model on a mobile device like Xamarin. But currently, we still don't support that or any other ARM-based device like IoT.
Okay.
So right now, it has to be x86 or x64, Linux, Windows, Mac, or Windows.
Got it. All right, cool. So we have some questions coming in. Let's check this out really quickly from Kevin. And Kevin's asking, how challenging would it be to run OCR in ML.NET compared to using something like Azure OCR or Cognitive Services?
So Cognitive Services is complementary with ML.NET. For higher level scenarios and cognitive service scenarios might be challenging, but you also have text analysis in ML.NET. For instance, you could have a bunch of text coming from, I don't know, like GitHub issues that people are submitting, and you want to classify all those issues or bugs and analyze that and classify those bugs if they are related to networking or related to data or different things. So you can train a model with text as well, so text analytics, and create these kind of things. But we don't provide like higher level scenarios like OCR, because that would be done with this lower level. So it's a framework. You can create those scenarios, but it's about machine learning tasks.
All right, great. Well, hey, Cesar, thank you so much for coming on,
Thanks
man.
A lot.
We really appreciate it. And we hope all of you enjoyed everything you learned from Cesar today. Make sure you go to docs.microsoft.com and check out ML.NET, and let us know what you started to build with machine learning and .NET.
Thank you.